is another Platte River Radio presentation. Platte River Radio presents high school volleyball. The nets are up, the balls are ready, and our team is ready to bring you all the volleyball action. We'll take you out to that action soon, but first the New Tech Seed pregame show, starting with a word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Ravenna High School for continuing coverage of Lou Platte Conference basketball tonight. A doubleheader between the Blue Jays and the undefeated Kearney Catholic Stars. In fact, our girls' game is a battle of unbeatens, and our boys' game, a battle of top 10 teams. Ravenna did get clipped by a very good Burwell team last weekend, but good competition, and we are looking forward to bringing it to you tonight. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Doug Duda, along with our producer engineer Stacy Johns, glad to have you along with us for tonight's basketball action. We will be back in action again on Thursday, farther east, as Grand Island Central Catholic hosts Minden. Also tonight, Adams Central and Sandy Creek are on 1230 KHAS. Plus, you can hear our radio games on the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. PlatteRiverPreps.com. Also going on tonight, Kearney High is taking on Grand Island Northwest at home. Hastings is battling Columbus, and the St. Cecilia girls are in action tonight as they take on Wood River. Another area game has Amherst taking on Kennesaw, among others. We are glad to be here tonight. This is a good old annual rivalry, but for the first time in quite a while, you may see both Ravenna teams coming into the night's action as decided underdogs, especially here in the girls' game, where Kearney Catholic has jumped out to a 5-0 start, playing better than their number 6 ranking in the Omaha World Herald and their number 4 ranking in the Lincoln, because they have just thumped everybody that they have played, including defending state champion Sandy Creek, the second game of the year, 63-30. And folks, really, that's their closest game of the year. They put up 64, 63, 72, 65, and 82 points, and the most points they've allowed was opening night to Lincoln Lutheran, 33, so they're averaging about a 35-point margin of victory. And for Ravenna, they are off to a 3-0 start, but those three teams that they have beaten are all 0-4 on the season as they enter play tonight. So we'll see if Ravenna, with a lot of youngsters out there and not nearly the height that Kearney Catholic has, can find a way to hang into this ball game into the second half. We'll look at the starting lineups right after this timeout on Classic Hits 98.9.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Baranoff, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central, in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious, hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
The starting lineups tonight on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Catholic is the visiting team tonight, and here is their starting lineup. Number 11, 5'6" senior, is Michaela Mestel. Number 21, 5'5" sophomore, Allie Prosaski. Number 25, 6'1" senior, Theron Baum. Number 33, 6'1" senior, Bailey Sokolowski. And number 51, 6' senior, Megan Anderson. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars is Rick Petrie, assisted by Dwayne Schmidt, Kathy Mose, and Andrew Fajeda, sixth in the Omaha World Herald, fourth in Lincoln Journal Star, and they're 5-0 to start the season. For the Ravenna Lady Jays, number one is a 5'3 junior, Haley Lockhorn. Number two, a 5'3 junior, Kaylin Bassnett. Number 3, 5'7 junior, Seattle Long. Number 12, 5'10 junior, Amy Johnson. At number 23, a 5'9 sophomore, Sydney Kuchera. Not a senior in the starting lineup and only one on the roster for first-year head coach Noah Malsby. Assisted by Dan Bowling and Dale Zorb, Ravenna is 3-0 on the season. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. It's Kearney Catholic and Ravenna, one of the better rivalries of the Lou Platte Conference, and they're about ready to renew that rivalry here with their 2012 December matchup in just a moment. And you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark for a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll be back to get this game underway right after this timeout on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Ravenna, and Gibbon.
Tis the season to get in the game at the new Dunham Sports in Hastings. From golf to football, camping to hunting, exercise to running, Dunham's has what every sports lover on your list is hoping for. You'll find all the big name brands for footwear and apparel from Nike, Adidas, Reebok, Under Armour, and many more at spectacular prices. Even more savings when you sign up for Dunham's Rewards. Make Dunham Sports your one-stop shop this holiday season on North Highway 281 in Hastings.
Get in the game at Dunham's!
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school basketball and sports throughout the year here on Classic Hits. As we said, plenty more basketball throughout the week, some good games out there, and we're looking forward to bringing them to you here. It'll be the home white with blue trim for the Ravenna Lady Jays, the traveling green with gold and white trim for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. Kearney Catholic will move from right to left. And Ravenna will move from left to right as you view it along your radio dial. Bailey Sokolowski is going to jump center. And for Ravenna, it will be Sydney Kuchera, as Ravenna basically is going to just concede the tip because there's no one around the center circle here. So the ball is in the air, and Kearney Catholic will win the opening tip, and we're underway. And Mesta will completely take it around the left side, take it all the way in. Left-hand runner, no good. And the rebound brought down by Sydney Kuchera. Ravenna's going to have to rebound and not turn the ball over here. Kearney Catholic loves to play zone, and when you've got this kind of height, you can kind of catch your guards that are quick out around the perimeter, shut down the Ravenna three-pointer that they love to shoot, and then you can't do much inside with all that height. They try to get it into Kuchera and slap back out top the fast net, swings it over for an 18-footer on the way. Amy Johnson, no good. Rebound, Bailey Sokolowski. Sokolowski's really been getting the offensive boards this season. As they take the long entry pass down to Anderson, she'll lay it up and in. Just simply threw it over the top of the Ravenna defense, and Kearney Catholic has the first bucket, and then Ravenna, trying to quickly get the ball up the floor, will have it slip through their hands and go out of bounds. So Kearney Catholic will take it out on the far side here in front of the Ravenna fans. Their long basketball or long volleyball season does not seem to have impacted them here early on, as Anderson gets it down to the low block to Sokolowski. She missed the jumper, trying to get the rebound, and fouled Amy Johnson, who did get the rebound. That's the first foul of the basketball game, and Kearney Catholic will put pressure on. Looks like they're going to play a 2-2-1 zone trap. Ball comes into Bastet, immediately gets it back to Johnson. With Prasoski and Mestel in the backcourt, Anderson cheating there as well. They throw over the top of it, down to the other end. Kuchera, wraparound pass, took a bad bounce to Sienna Long and went out of bounds. Ravenna did everything right there except the wraparound pass around Sokolowski, who was the last line of defense, and the ball slides out of bounds. Ravenna's second turnover. So they know how to break the press, and at the other end, Mestel wanted to make a jump pass, and there was nobody to pass it to. She comes back down with the ball, and Kearney Catholic has their first turnover. Throwing it on the side will be Amy Johnson. Get it into the hands of Kaylin Bassnett. They try to trap her in the backcourt, keeps it in the middle like she should. Back to Johnson, to Bassnett. Bassnett across the timeline. Bassnett into the paint, takes it out on the right wing to Long. Long drives the baseline into the trees, though. He can't drive it into that paint because there's just not going to be an opportunity to shoot it for those 5-3 guards for Ravenna unless they can get inside and draw a foul. Bassnett, same thing, drives the baseline but just comes out on the other side and fires it to Lockhorn. Bounce pass is kicked out of bounds by Mestel. Ravenna's going to have to use a lot of energy tonight just to get the ball up the floor. It's going to be hard for them to even get shots. The thing is, this is a pretty decent basketball team. They're going to win a lot of games, but the matchup is not good from a height standpoint. Speed, they're okay. Ravenna always seems to have some speed. Haley Lockhorn to the high post. It's to Kuchera. But Ravenna right now just looking for a shot, and Mestel makes the steal out front, goes to the other end, jump stop off the glass and in. And Mestel will have her first bucket, and Kearney Catholic is up 4-0, 2 minutes into the ball game. Outlet pass goes to Lockhorn, finds Bassnett, fires it into the front court to Johnson. Back out to the center circle, and Kearney Catholic spreads the floor here. Therenbaum trying to keep an eye on Sydney Kuchera while she's in the paint. She flashes to the left elbow. Bomb with a hand on her face. They'll throw over the top of the zone here to Johnson. Back to Long. Long one dribble back over to Lockhorn. Just trying to get a shot away right now are the Ravenna Lady Jays. Bassnett skip pass right side. Johnson starts to drive, cut off by Sokolowski to the baseline. Bounce pass through the paint. A nice one from Long to Bassnett. Comes into the lane. 12-footer off the mark. And it is going to be saved inbounds to Megan Anderson. Stars outlet pass too quick. Prasoski couldn't grab it, and they'll give it right back. So the Stars have just played outstanding defense. Outside of that, not a whole lot to talk about as Ravenna will bring Sarah Techmeyer and Anna Ripp into the ball game. Noah Malsby and Dan Bowling will discuss what they need to do to get their girls maybe in a little bit better position here. As the entry pass is knocked away by Therenbaum, the feet get tangled up. Baum goes down, but no whistle, and it will be a Ravenna turnover. Three-pointer Sokolowski at the other end, no good. Megan Anderson going to be called for pushing off and going over the back. That'll be the first foul on Anderson. That is a key. Even if you're the shorter player, if you box out and you do a good job, they'll call that over the back. That's the second foul on Kearney Catholic. So Ravenna doing some good things here. It's just going to be tough for them to score. They need to find a way to get some steals and transition baskets. Amy Johnson with it in the backcourt, working against that 2-1-2 zone. Bassnett gets it across the timeline to Rip. Anna, high post, swings it right side to Lockhorn. Ball fake, runs into the double team of Sokolowski and Baum. Back out to Rip on the right wing. Anna, the only place to go is to the baseline, lost the ball out of bounds. It's going to be off the knee of Kearney Catholic. And Ravenna will handle the basketball underneath their own hoop. Chance to take it in from underneath the hoop. Maybe run a couple of plays here throughout the night that are going to get you a scoring opportunity. And it'll be Bassnett to throw it in. Kaylin looking. Entry pass knocked away by Anderson. Ball goes out of bounds. And they're going to say that it is off of Ravenna. So 5 turnovers here in the first 3.5 minutes and no points for the Ravenna Lady Jays. But Kearney Catholic only has 4. And it's 4-0 in favor of the Stars. 4:23 to go here, and the three-pointer is a little long that time by Mestel. Long rebound comes out to Prasoski. Prasoski, one-hand runner in the paint, goes in. Alley becomes the third player to score for the Stars. It's 6-0. Outlet pass is tipped, picked up, and a double dribble called on Ravenna. Sarah Techmeyer caught the deflected ball, and the whistle for a double dribble. Didn't see that. Kearney Catholic will sub in. And Whitney Colling will enter the basketball game. Shayla Connor will check in. And Morgan Studi will check in. Sokolowski and Mestel will stay in the ball game. Here's Colling with a left-hand dribble. Baseline spins out of there. Tries to get it back out to Studi, but it goes in the backcourt. And an over and back will be called. So defense, the name of the game here early on. 6-0 Kearney Catholic. 3:52 to go in the first quarter of our girls' game. Got a late start because of the JV game going a long time, there was a whole bunch of fouls. In fact, Ravenna ended with four players on the court. Johnson had an open jumper, passed it up, and you could hear the crowd saying, shoot it tonight. If you're open, you must shoot. And that was about a 13-footer that she passed up. Try to force it inside. They get it to Lockhorn, back up top to Bastnet. Bastnet needs some help, lobs it over to Johnson. Johnson, deflected, stolen away. Calling has it. Up the floor with it is Shayla Connor. Out on the left wing. Gets it to Mestel for the trailer. Sokolowski down the lane, and she gets fouled. Bailey Sokolowski will go to the line and shoot some free throws. This will be the first foul of the game on Ravenna. It goes on Anna Ripp. And Sokolowski, looking for her first point, will try and earn it here from the charity stripe. And the free throw is on the way, and it is in. 7-0, Kearney Catholic. 3:21 to go here in the first quarter. Second free throw now on the way, and it's right through there. So Sokolowski hits them both. 8-0 Stars with 3:21 to go here in the first quarter. Ravenna basketball facing full court pressure. Dump it into Bastnet. Sienna Long re-enters the ball game. Working against that pressure, they'll finally make the long outlet pass to Rip. She's open. She takes the long-range jumper from 18. It's no good. And Sokolowski grabs the rebound. Gives it off to Colling to Mestel. Mestel across the timeline. Brings it to the top of the circle. Good bounce pass to the cutter. Connor, who lays it up and in. They had that one worked out. Just good eye contact. That's when you've been teammates a long time. You don't have to say anything. You just do it. And an assist to Mestel, and now at the other end, Mestel steps into the passing lane and steals the basketball away. Outlet pass to Colling. A little bit behind her, she goes back to get it, and on her pass, a foul will be called on Bastnet. That'll be the first on Kaelin. And each team with a couple fouls here in the first quarter. Stars ball underneath their own hoop. Mestel looking, goes to the free throw line to Connor, takes one step back and drains a 16-footer. So Shayla Connor with back-to-back buckets, and the Stars up 12-0, and the inbounds pass thrown away. And we may see a timeout here from Ravenna to settle things down. That is the case with 2:31 to go here in the first half of play. The first quarter of play. Kearney Catholic jumped out to a 12-0 lead at Ravenna. We'll be back in a minute.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more. Visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbooking section with supplies in a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures, downtown Ravenna. Petals and Pictures is a very proud sponsor of all the hard work and dedication of the area athletes year after year. They work hard for the good of the team. Great job from Petals and Pictures in Ravenna.
And welcome back to Classic Hint and Platte River Prep's coverage of high school basketball. Out of the Ravenna timeout, Kearney Catholic ball, get it into Colling. Colling drives the lane, comes up short, might have been tipped in there. Offensive rebound by Connor. Ball is now stolen away momentarily and ends up in the hands of Kearney Catholic as it got loose. Sokolowski in the corner to Mestel. She'll put up a three-pointer, no good. Colling fights for the loose ball. Got it, and then knocked out of her hands by Johnson. Coming into the ballgame, Theron Baum and Prasoski. Coming out will be Bailey Sokolowski and Michaela Mestel. So all five starters have now had at least a little bit of a breather for Kearney Catholic. Ravenna, you know that system under Coach Dober, they'd sub about 2 minutes in and then almost every break, but they're just not quite as deep right now and not able to do that. Although they're playing pretty good D, trying to lob it into Theron Baum, knocked out of her hands by Johnson, and it's going to be off of her leg and out of bounds. So the Stars with their fourth turnover. Amy Johnson in there creates it. But Ravenna just trying to find a way to get some shots. The only way they're going to get points is to get some shots, and they aren't even getting shots right now. Not that they're not moving the ball and playing good defense. Kearney Catholic just a bad matchup for him as Rip drives the baseline. There's the shot. Too strong. Offensive rebound. Johnson put it up. It won't go. And Shayla Connor will come out of there with the rebound for Kearney Catholic. Connor up the floor into the corner to the Theron Baum. Theron Baum wrap around. And an offensive foul called on Baum. Baum dribbled into the contact and then tried to dump it off. And they'll call her for the offensive foul. That'll be the first on Theron and the third on the Stars. Megan Anderson re-enters for Kearney Catholic. And Haley Lockhorn back in for Ravenna. Lockhorn, Rip, Johnson, Long, and Kuchera on the floor. As Ravenna looking for their first point here of the first quarter. And this is a team that's already won three ball games. Long pass goes over the head of Long, picked up by Anderson. Kearney Catholic wants to run, but Ravenna packs at the defense, calling, weaves her way through. Left-hander off the glass, up and in. Nice move by the sophomore Whitney Colling, because there were plenty of Ravenna defenders. 14-0, Kearney Catholic, as Bassnett has it in the front court. Out on the wing to Rip. Rip looks inside, has to hold the ball. There's just nowhere to go, forces it to Kuchera. Skip pass through the lane. Nice one to Johnson. Kicks it back out on the wing to Long. Up top to Lockhorn. Lockhorn back over to Long. Has an open look at a three. Shoots it, and it will not go. Rebound brought down by Megan Anderson. And Megan will give it off to Connor into the front court. It's 1-on-5, so she'll slow it up. The bomb on the right wing against the man-to-man for Ravenna. Theron moves her way in. Kicks it from the left-hand corner. Here's Colling for the three, and it's good. Back-to-back buckets for Whitney Colling. And on the inbound, Ravenna trying to quickly get it up the floor, throws it out. Into the ball game will be Sarah Techmeyer and Kaylin Bassnett. For Kearney Catholic, Mestel's going to come back in, and Colling will check out. So the Stars to throw it in. They find Mestel. Michaela on the left wing, dumps it into the corner. Prasoski tries the three, and Prasoski hits the three. Allie with her second bucket. And Kearney Catholic just absolutely continuing the dominance that they have had here in the first five games of the season. Ball to Techmeyer. Back up top they go to Bassnett. Bounce pass inside. There's Kuchera, and they're going to call Theron Baum for the foul. Theron's taller, but she didn't go straight up, and that'll be the second on Theron. And maybe Ravenna can get on the board here from the free throw line with Sydney Kuchera. She's a 5'9 sophomore. Again, all of these Ravenna girls are back next year, not a single senior in the starting lineup. First free throw with 11 seconds to go in the quarter is good, and Ravenna is on the board. So Kearney Catholic scored the first 20 of the game, and finally Ravenna able to get a ball to go through the rim, and that's here from the charity stripe. Second free throw now is on the way, and Kuchera got them both. 11 seconds to go here in the quarter. Kearney Catholic time for one more shot. Mestel quickly pushes it up the floor, right side, gives it to Prasoski. Works her way to the right elbow, dribbled her off her foot, right back to Anderson to Sokolowski. Mestel forces a three at the horn, and it is no good. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. All Kearney Catholic, 20. Ravenna, 2. We'll be back in a minute on Classic Hits.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we've received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozette, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
Welcome back to Ravenna. As always, a big thank you to Athletic Director Paul Anderson and all the fine folks here at Ravenna for their hospitality. Battle of unbeatens, but the difference is showing right now. Kearney Catholic 20 and Ravenna 2 after the first quarter. And the thing is, Ravenna really hasn't even done a lot of bad things. And there's a nice bounce pass into Amy Johnson. They spread the floor. Back cut is up and in. And on the first possession of the second quarter, Ravenna has their first field goal, and it's 20-4. They've been playing hard. They just aren't as tall as this Kearney Catholic team, who is very, very good. And they step in the passing lane and steal the basketball. Pass net. Long brings the ball off the floor into the corner. Lockhorn casts up the jumper, no good. Rebound brought down by Bassnett, but looking up, all she sees is Sokolowski, so they kick it up top for another three. Lockhorn, it's off the mark, no good. Offensive rebound, Kuchera, and Kuchera underneath the hoop stepped out of bounds. But I'll tell you what, there was a little bit of a chat between quarters because Ravenna has come out with intensity. They're going to play like there's nothing to lose, Coach Malsby saying, let's just get after it. They score, they get a steal, they get a couple of boards. And now with it up front, Mestel. Mestel, all over her. Look at Ravenna, get right up in him. This is impressive. And Anderson ends up trapped on the baseline, and they'll call a foul on Sydney Kuchera going for the steal. The foul on Sydney will be her first, the team's third. And the ball will belong to Kearney Catholic. Bailey Sokolowski to throw it in from down to the quarter. Stars will box the lane here. And cutting through Prasoski. Up top, they'll give the basketball to Connor. Tries to get it to Messel. Overthrows her. Picked off there by Bassnett. Two turnovers for Kearney Catholic in their first two possessions. Up the floor, Johnson, baseline jumper from seven, no good. Rebound, loose. We're going to get a loose ball foul. And I believe this is going to be on Kaylin Bassnett. Ravenna fans not going to like that. They thought they had the offensive rebound, then Mestel knocked it out. And they're going to call the foul on Kuchera, it looks like, her second. In the first quarter, Kearney Catholic, four turnovers. Ravenna had 11 rebounds, four for Ravenna, eight for Kearney Catholic. Both teams were 2 of 2 at the line. Three-point shooting, Ravenna was 0 of 1, and Kearney Catholic was 2 of 6 from three-point land. Right now, Michaela Mestel to bring the ball across the timeline for the Stars. Waiting for some movement, high pick and roll to Anderson, dumps it underneath. There's Sokolowski, the short jumper is off the glass and in. 4 points for Bailey Sokolowski. 22-4. Fast break the other way. The pass is tipped and stolen away. Up the floor, Prasoski. Reach in foul going to be called on Haley Lockhorn of Ravenna. It'll be her first and the team's fifth. For Kearney Catholic, they're pretty balanced so far. Prasoski and Colling with 5. Sokolowski and Connor with 4. And Sokolowski to take it in on the side. Dumps it into the left-hand corner to Mestel. Back to Bailey. Dribbles into the paint. Takes the runner off the square and scores. 6 points for Sokolowski. 24-4. Kearney Catholic. Inbounds pass knocked away. And that first minute, Ravenna really put the intensity on. Kearney Catholic says, okay, we can come right back at you. And they're not going to just sit here and let the tempo be dictated by the Blue Jays. Inbounds pass comes to Lockhorn. Patient with a left-hand dribble. Gives it back to Johnson. Still deep in the backcourt, gives it to Bassnett. On the right side, gets it across the timeline. Guarded by Prasoski, swings it over to Johnson, far left-hand wing. Dumps it down into the corner, Lockhorn. Couple of dribbles, wraparound pass. Sokolowski saw it coming, and Bailey is able to save it before it goes out of bounds. The steal made. Prasoski splits the double team from behind. The ball knocked away. Ball's loose on the floor, and Ravenna is going to come away with the steal. That's Bassnett. Works it down the middle of the floor, stops from the free throw line, puts the jumper up, no good. Offensive rebound, Johnson. She's fouled on the footpath. Amy Johnson will go to the line to shoot a pair of free throws. 5:36 to go, second quarter. It's 24-4, Kearney Catholic. And at the line, Johnson to shoot the first free throws for her in the ballgame. The foul was called on Bailey Sokolowski, her second. Free throw is too strong, no good. And Sienna Long will come in for Ravenna, who will play again Thursday night at Gibbon. And we'll have that for you on ESPN 1460 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Second free throw on the way, and it is no good. And there's an undercut in the lane, and a foul will be called. Sokolowski grabbed the ball, and Anna Rip got underneath her, and the foul called on Rip. Third rebound for Sokolowski. And Kearney Catholic will inbound a basketball. Up the floor with it will be Mestel. Mastel gets it into the front court. Rip knocks it away. It's still loose, though, and Sokolowski tracks it back down. Over to Prusoski. Alley needs some help. Again, Rip tips the ball away. Into the front court. Kearney Catholic finally gets it there with Prusoski. Alley works it into the right-hand corner. Theron Bob, open three, on the way, and good. Not only can they get it inside, but almost everybody on the team can shoot it from the outside. And Baum with her first bucket, 27-4 Stars. Right-hand corner, they get it to Rip. Anna back out top. Reverse it to the right wing to Sienna Long. Extended 2-1-2 zone by the Stars. Down to the left-hand corner, just working it around the perimeter. Once again, it's Rip. Back out on the wing to Lockhorn. 4:40 to go here, first half. There's a backdoor pass. Johnson, it's a beauty. She'll lay it up and in. Just saw a little bit of a seam there. And Johnson will lay it up on another great pass. And the points are few and far between by Ravenna. That's just how hard they got to work at the other end. Prusoski has her shot blocked by Long. And coming out of there with the loose ball will be Sarah Techmeyer. Now they try to double-team Lockhorn, but she dribbles around it. And Haley will stop the top of the circle, swing it off to Long. Back out top, they'll go to Lockhorn. Lockhorn dribbled it off her leg, needs some help. They'll get a timeout. Timeout on the floor here by the Ravenna Lady Jays. And this timeout is brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take timeout for Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney. And anytime you're at a Kearney Catholic game at the concession stand. 4:07 to go in the first half. The Lady Stars in control here at Ravenna, 27-6. We'll be right back.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
With our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Ravenna on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Ravenna, and Caro, and the World Wide Web, FlatRiverPreps.com. 4 minutes to go here in quarter number two. Ravenna with the basketball, but they get tied up in the paint as Megan Anderson and Anna Rip go for the loose ball. The arrow points the way of Kearney Catholic, so they'll take over here, leading at 27-6. The Stars a perfect 5-0 and really playing outstanding basketball. They have yet to be tested Sandy Creek a little bit in the second game of the year, and that's something when you're playing the defending state champion. Although they lost a lot of, they got Michaela Shaw, but they lost a lot of the other kids that helped them win that state title. Here's Mestel bringing it right side into the double team. Tough shot on the baseline. Was a little deep. The shot's no good. Rebound brought down by Johnson. She throws it away. Mestel scores and draws the foul. So Michaela, a chance to complete the three-point play here. And I believe the foul will go on Amy Johnson. And that'll be her first of the ball game. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll give you the first half numbers of this game, preview the boys' game, tell you what else is coming up this week. As Mestel puts the free throw up, no good. The ball is tipped out to Bassnett. And the ball now stolen away. Mestel brings it in again. Bassnett tried to draw the charge, but there really wasn't any contact. Shot missed. Shayla Connor got the rebound, and Shayla puts the left-handed layup up and in. 31-6 Stars. Trying to break that pass with some speed. Megan Anderson is there, and Anderson stole the ball away. Gets it over to Whitney Colling, who's back into the ball game. Colling, crossover dribble, down the paint, rolls it over the rim and in. Some very good shooting tonight from Kearney Catholic, and another timeout will be called here by Ravenna. It'll be their third time out. And Amy Johnson, I think, might just be a little winded out there. With 2:55 to go here in the first half, Kearney Catholic 33 and Ravenna 6. We'll be right back.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now and winning? If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Well, we're ready for more basketball here out of the Ravenna timeout. 3:55 to go here, the second quarter. Stars in command, 33-6, and almost all of their games have been like that this year. And Ravenna in the backcourt called for the travel. They were doing really good, and now here in about a minute, it hasn't been 90 seconds, that's five turnovers. And that gives them 8 for the quarter and 19 for the game. And unfortunately for Ravenna, that's about how every possession has ended, because even if they run their offense at the other end and make a lot of passes, they haven't been getting many shots, and they end up in turnovers. Calling down on the low post, here's a tough turnaround jumper by Messel that's all the way down and kicks back out. Rebound brought down by Techmeyer, who throws it into the hands of Calling. Calling out to Messel, who hits a three and is fouled. Boy, the Stars hope they can shoot like this when the calendar turns into February and March. Now, wait a minute here. I believe they're going to count the three for Messel, and the foul was away from the ball, and a one-and-one coming up. So Michaela Messel will get credit for the three, and the foul on Anna Ripp will send to the line Calling or Studi for the one-and-one. Morgan can't get it, and then the rebound is pulled down by Calling, who puts it up and puts it in. There was a tie-up for the loose ball, and Studi ran out of there with it. Kuchera at the other end. Out to Ripp. Anna's going to fire the three-pointer. Comes up short. Rebound brought down by Michaela Messel. Up the floor, she'll come. Around the traffic, gives it off to Connor. Shayla takes the long-range jumper. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Ripp. Into the front court to Bassnett. She'll stop and pop the three-pointer. It's in and out. No good. Rebound brought down by Megan Anderson. And Ravenna, who usually can hit those threes, just with so much pressure, not tonight. At the other end, Messel, the trailer, gets the kick back. She'll shoot the three. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Techmeyer. Outlet pass to Bassnett. Over the top to Ripp, still in the backcourt, right in front of her own bench. Pivots and fires it over to Bassnett. Works it across the timeline with a right-hand dribble into the corner. Long, open three, it's good. Sienna Long hits the first three-pointer of the game for Ravenna. 38-9, Kearney Catholic. And Kearney Catholic wants a timeout so that they can make some substitutions here. With a minute 30 to go in the half, it's 38-9 Stars. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
More basketball action coming your way on the boys' side around 8 o'clock when two preseason state-rated teams, the defending state champions from Ravenna, of course, just a whole new team, as everybody will tell you, losing 8 seniors off last year's squad, and then undefeated Kearney Catholic. Ravenna had their 30-game winning streak snapped by Burwell on Friday night. Right now the Stars have the ball with a minute 20 to go here before halftime in our girls' game. With it on the left wing is Allie Prasoski. Prasoski spins to the left elbow, now takes it down the lane, scoops it up and scores. And a foul to go along with it. 7 points now for Prasoski. Checking into the ball game during that timeout for Kearney Catholic was Kayla Shundoff, a 5'8 junior. The foul was called on Haley Lockhorn, her second. And the free throw now for Prasoski to try and complete the 3-point play is on the way and in. So Allie down with 8 points, and it's 41-9 Stars. Minute 10 to go here before halftime. Bassnett across the timeline. Gives it to Lockhorn. Still out between the circles, guarded there by Calling. Dribbles it off her foot, and it gets out of bounds before she can reach over and grab it. So a tough second quarter now for Ravenna. They came out with a lot of energy to start that second quarter, made some things happen in the first minute, but then Kearney Catholic responded and kind of back to what we saw in the first quarter. And as Prasoski tries to drive the lane, she wanted to dish it into the corner, and it just flew right out of her hands and out of bounds about 7 feet over Whitney Calling's head. That'll be the 8th turnover for Kearney Catholic. Looked a lot like that poor kid from Appalachian State's free throw this week that I'm sure everybody's seen by now. Here is Bassnett to the other end. Sokolowski blocks the shot, but it's picked up by Kuchera, and Sydney will put it up and score. So Kowalski just stood her ground to block the shot. Kuchera got the deflection, 41-11. Ravenna now into double figures, and the Stars will dribble it off their foot, and it goes out of bounds down on their own baseline. So Ravenna will throw it in, 40 seconds to go here in the quarter, and they have brought Sarah Ripp into the ball game. She'll take the entry pass. Sarah has it tipped away, ball's loose, picked up there by Colling. Colling drives in, runs into a double team, and now she walks with the basketball. The JV girls game was pretty interesting tonight. Ravenna got in some foul trouble and finished with just four girls, but they put up some points. It was like 57-39 or something in that area. Kearney Catholic also won the JV boys game. And up the floor, Bassnett has it now to Ripp. She'll fire up the 17-footer. It's too strong that time for Sarah Ripp. Ball is punched out of bounds off of Kuchera. And also in the ball game now for Kearney Catholic is Maddie Squires, number 41. 5'8 freshman. So Ma and Pa Squires now have once again a daughter and a son to watch at the basketball games. 15 seconds to go. Stars basketball. Colling tries to force it into the high post to Sokolowski. The ball is deflected away. Bassnett finds the handle. And then Sokolowski grabbed it from her from behind up to Prasoski. 2 seconds, 1 second, a foul as we go to halftime. And I think they're going to call the charge on Prasoski. Good job down there by Sarah Ripp to not give up the ground. Prasoski with her first personal foul. 1 second remaining here in the first half. So all Ravenna can really do is toss the ball in. They do, and we are at halftime. With your score, I'm going to tell you what, Kaylin Bassnett threw 90% of the floor and was right on target. I didn't think there was any chance that they could throw it that far. And she was a lot closer than I thought, but we are at the half. And Kearney Catholic coming out and showing their senior domination over the younger Ravenna Blue Jay team. The Stars 41 and Ravenna 11. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report is coming up in just a moment here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
Town and Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town and Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town and Country Bank.
And welcome back to Ravenna High School, where it is time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. The undefeated Kearney Catholic Lady Stars on top of the undefeated Ravenna Lady Jays at the half, 41-11. And we'll take a look at all the numbers coming up here in just a few minutes. The boys' game is coming up next, and not exactly the same situation, but you do have a very experienced Kearney Catholic boys' basketball team that is coming back against the defending state champions from Ravenna, who graduated just a ton of players last year. And I've only played two ball games. The Stars boys have played four. For the last handful of years, Ravenna and Kearney Catholic were in the same preseason tournament and had seen some action, not necessarily against each other, but had seen more ball games in that. But Ravenna has had to change their schedule up and did not get those three games in the first weekend of the season. For Ravenna's boys, they opened the season with a win against Broken Bow and then lost here at home to Burwell on Friday night by a score of 67-60. But their offense has looked pretty good through the first two games. And Coach Paul Baronic just has to continue to coach up his youngsters here, and they're not all guys that you've never heard of. Paul Bauer is back in there as a 6'4 senior. Tyler Douglas, 5'11 senior. Sid Techmeyer, 6'3 senior. Alec Kremosta, 5'10 senior. Tom Siskowski, Blake Kremosta. There's some names that saw varsity action last year, And that's one of the things about maybe being a state champion and being dominant for so long, that you're able to play a lot of kids throughout the course of the season, not only at the JV level, but at the varsity level. But for the first time in a number of years, there will be a little bit, I guess if you had an odds maker, there would be a little bit of a big-time differential in the line tonight between these two ball clubs, because, once again, Kearney Catholic will be the favorite. And they've got the big boy in the middle, Isaac Richter. He's a 6'6 senior. You've got Alex Lease and David Squires and Brian Hoosman all back. You got Matt Moore and Brett James and Blake Holtmeyer emerging. And so after they settle down and get into basketball shape after the football season, they will continue to play pretty good basketball. And they're 4-0 on the season. And kind of like the girls, they really haven't been challenged. They came out on opening night and took care of a good Lincoln Lutheran team, 67-43, and then just bombed Sandy Creek, who's 3-1, 60-29. They've beaten Ord and Cambridge in the last couple of ball games. And for Kearney Catholic, right now the boys and girls kind of have to keep their concentration, because they will be favorites from here into the holiday tournament when they play North Platte St. Pat's. They've got Ravenna tonight, then Elm Creek and Overton, jumping into some Fort Kearney Conference action coming up before the holiday break. In fact, for Kearney Catholic, they will be at Elm Creek on Friday, host Overton 1 week from tonight on Tuesday. And as we said, Ravenna will be at Gibbon Thursday night, and we'll have that for you on ESPN 1460 and 1550. And then Ravenna will be at the Pleasanton Holiday Tournament, where they will play Bertrand in the opening round, and then Arapahoe will be taking on Pleasanton on Monday. And then the winners and losers will meet on Tuesday. We'll take a break here. It's 41-11 in the girls' game. Kearney Catholic leading Ravenna. We'll look at the first half numbers in a minute.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publisher's Clearing.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half numbers for the Lady Jays. Kaylin Bastet has 2 rebounds. Sienna Long hit a 3-point bucket for her total. She has a block shot. Sarah Techmeyer has 2 blocks. Amy Johnson, 4 points, 4 rebounds. Anna Ripp has 2 rebounds. And Sydney Kuchera has 4 points and 4 rebounds. 4 rebounds in the first quarter, 10 in the second. Free throw shooting, 2 of 2 in the first, 0 of 2 in the second. 3-point shooting for the Jays, 0 of 1 in the first quarter, and 1 of 4 in the second quarter. Turnovers, 11 in the first and 12 in the second for Ravenna. Just, they like to get that ball inside if they can and shoot the three, and there's just too much length for Kearney Catholic down low and too much quickness and even a height advantage out of the guard position tonight for the Stars. Foul situation for Ravenna. Anna Ripp has 3. Sydney Kuchera and Haley Lockhorn each have 2. 2 points in the first quarter, 9 in the second. And at the half, Ravenna has 11 points, 14 rebounds, 2 out of 4 at the free throw line, 1 of 5 from 3-point land, 1 block with 23 turnovers. We'll take a look at the first half numbers for Kearney Catholic right after this.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, let's take a look now at the numbers for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. Michaela Bestel, 7 points, 2 rebounds. Shayla Connor, 6 points, 3 rebounds. Allie Prasoski, 8 points and a rebound. Whitney Colling, 9 points, 2 rebounds. Theron Baum has hit a 3-point bucket for her total. Bailey Sokolowski, 6 points, 3 rebounds and a block. And Megan Anderson, 2 points and 3 rebounds. 8 rebounds in the first quarter, 6 in the second. Free throw shooting, 2 of 2 in the first quarter, 1 of 3 in the second. 3-point shooting, 2 of 6 in the first quarter, 1 of 2 in the second quarter. Turnovers for Kearney Catholic, 4 in the first quarter and 7 in the second quarter. Foul situation, Theron Baum and Bailey Sokolowski each have 2. 20 points in the first quarter, 21 more in the second. And at the half, Kearney Catholic has 41 points, 14 rebounds, 3 out of 5 at the free throw line, 3 of 8 from 3-point land, 1 block and 11 turnovers. Kearney Catholic 41, Ravenna 11 at the half. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bare brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Well, Ravenna will get the ball to start the second half, and Mestel is going to steal it and be fouled on the play. So Kearney Catholic will take over here. Just 10 seconds into the quarter, the second foul on Kaylin Bastet. Kearney Catholic to Prasoski, Anderson, same starters. Off the back cut, there's a beautiful pass into Prasoski from Anderson for the lead, easy layup. And Allie now with 10 points, 43-11. Kearney Catholic will just have it in coast mode. You want to keep playing hard, and they will keep up with the intensity that Ravenna puts out there. But obviously, no doubt about who's going to win or lose this basketball game. We've got a jump ball situation, and the arrow points the way of Kearney Catholic, of course, since Ravenna got the ball to start the third quarter of play. And now we have to have another official come over to the scorer's table. Unless they just flat out gave it to the wrong team to start the half. Should be simple, though. Ravenna got it 30 seconds ago, so Kearney Catholic should get it now. And they get it all straightened out, and the Stars will inbound it. It's Mestel, Prasoski, Baum, Sokolowski, and Anderson for the Jays. Lockhorn, Bastet, Long, Johnson, and Kuchera. As Mestel will bring it across the timeline against the man-to-man, Ravenna's not going to stop trying to get better at what they do. And that's a good idea, and there's a steal. Bastet steps in front, makes the steal. Up ahead, the bounce pass goes behind Lockhorn. She grabs it but can't attack the hoop. Back up to Bastet. Looks left, there was nobody there, so she has to go back over to Lockhorn. Haley covered by Anderson. Now loses her dribble, tries to throw it off the foot of Mestel. Mestel saw what was coming. She moved her foot, grabbed the ball. Up ahead to Prasoski, bounce pass to the trailer, Theron Baum, and Theron's going to be fouled on the way up. Although Long got a lot of the basketball there. Sienna's going to be called for the foul. And Theron Baum will go to the line. She's hit a 3-point bucket, and that's been pretty much it. Theron's had a couple of nice passes in there for assists. And, of course, doing the job inside defensively as the free throw bangs around and is no good. Second free throw now. Coming up for Theron Baum. And it is on the way and in. So 4 points now for Theron. 44-11, Kearney Catholic. As we're just underway here in the third quarter. Bounce pass goes to Long. Long stays in the backcourt. Needs some help. She's trapped. Wrap around. Got it to Johnson. Johnson nearly pushed out of bounds. Lost the handle. And Sokolowski will pick up the loose ball. Gives it over to Mestel. Mestel brings it across the timeline. Picks her dribble up to the top of the key to Theron Baum. Baum dumps it into Sokolowski. Draws the double team. Spins. Put it up too strong. No good. Lockhorn brings down the rebound here for Ravenna. Outlet pass, pass net. Open to the left-hand corner. Comes to a jump stop. Sokolowski gets her hand in the air. They'll move it out around the perimeter to Long. Long into the paint. Stops there and kicks it back out. There's just nothing inside right now for Ravenna. They just can't get in there because it's not like there's 1-6-1 player. There's three of them. So they kick it out. Lockhorn tries the three, and it's off the heel. No good. Sokolowski grabs her fourth rebound to Mestel. Mestel down the paint. Leaves it off the baseline for Anderson. 10-footer. Good. Megan with her second bucket of the basketball game. As the Stars continue to move the ball fluid, and here the ball is kicked by Mestel, so Ravenna will have to inbound it. Again, Thursday, more basketball will be in Grand Island as the Central Catholic Crusaders host the Minden Whippets. Scheduled for a 6 o'clock tip time for the girls, followed by the boys at 7:45. More basketball Friday, including on ESPN 1460, the Kearney High boys playing Grand Island at home. Kuchera open from the free throw line. Puts it up. It's too strong. Theron Baum will get the defensive rebound. Get it to Mestel. Michaela dumps it into the corner to Prasoski. Back up to Sokolowski. Sokolowski with a little wrap around that right knee. Gives it to Baum. Theron wants to get a shot away. Gets it lost on her hip. Forces it up. No good. And then Theron trying to get the loose ball is going to be called for the foul. Amy Johnson and Kuchera kind of grab the rebound at the same time. And for Theron, that's her third personal foul, first foul of the half, and checking into the ball game for Ravenna will be Sarah Techmeyer and Anna Ripp. Two weeks from today, Christmas Day, so happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone in your family. Thanks for making us part of your day, and whether it's a high school basketball game or ESPN radio or just listening to the oldies here on Classic Hits, glad to have you along. And if you're on PlatteRiverPreps.com, hope you're enjoying your evening. As the trap at midcourt, Michaela Mestel makes the steal, goes in and draws the foul. The bucket is good. And Bassnett will be called for her third foul. Mestel now with 9 points and a chance to make it number 10. Again, Kearney Catholic scored the first 20 points of the game. Ravenna then played fairly well over the next 5 minutes from the last minute of the first quarter to the midway point of the second quarter as Mestel completes the three-point play, now has 10 points, and the Stars took over again midway through the second quarter. Underneath, Sokolowski blocks the shot of Haley Lockhorn, about a foot difference between those two young ladies, and she'll also come out of there with a basketball. Give the ball to Mestel, lobs it down to Theron Baum, tries the double team, tries to force it up, and got bailed out by a foul call. Theron will go to the line. So Coach Petrie doesn't want to get away from what he wants this team to do. Get that ball down. Outside shots are good, but see if they can get Baum involved here. Sarah Techmeyer with the foul, her first. And Theron gets two free throws, one of two earlier in the quarter, and this one just short, spins out of there. 4:43 to go, third quarter of play. Kearney Catholic 49 and Ravenna 11. Boys game will follow. Second free throw for Theron, and that is good. So once again, Baum gets one of two. She's got 5 points, and Kearney Catholic has 50. 50-11, and Anna Ripp with the ball between the circles against the extended 2-3 Kearney Catholic zone. Over to Lockhorn, back between the circles to Ripp. Ripp, bounce pass again off a knee of Mestel and out of bounds. Kearney Catholic subs now. Back in the trio of guards and Shayla Connor and Morgan Studi. And Whitney calling. And it will be Ravenna inbounded from in front of their own bench into Bassnett. Stars trying to put pressure on the ball up front. Give it over to Lockhorn. High post, Kuchera. Nice pass over on the wing. Techmeyer from 10. It won't go. Good ball movement again. Just couldn't get the shot to fall. The rebound brought down by Whitney calling. Long outlet pass to Studi. Tries to get it to Connor. Throws it behind her. And the ball will be stolen away. And then they call Ravenna for a carry, trying to get the ball up the floor. So Ravenna's had that happen a couple of times tonight. They make a nice defensive play and try to hustle up the floor. They either carry it or double dribble and lose the handle. Connor back out to Mestel. High post at Theron Baum. Puts the ball on the floor. Two dribbles into the corner to Colling. Backs up. Takes the long-range jumper, Studi. The three-pointer no good. Colling will get the long rebound. Give it off to Mestel. To Theron Baum. Back to Connor. Backdoor Mestel is open. She steps through, but she walked. And they'll call it. Turnover number three of the quarter and 14 of the game for Kearney Catholic. And here comes Sienna Long in for Ravenna. Both teams will be challenged again later on throughout the season. Some good games coming up for both teams, including Kearney Catholic, middle of January. They get St. Cecilia, Seward, and Pierce in 1 week's time. Rip with it up top. Get it into the hands of Lockhorn. Lockhorn gives it back to Sienna Long, back to Lockhorn. Drives to the left elbow, cut off there to Rip. Rip one dribble, swings it over to Long. Looks at the three, not there, calling on her. He's trying to find an open look. Now they get one, and three for Long is no good. Backside rebound comes down to Morgan Studi. Studi pushes the ball up the floor, across the timeline, all the way to the right wing, then reaching in and taking it out of her hands is Haley Lockhorn. So Lockhorn with the steal, headed the other way, into the corner to Rip. Rip goes to baseline, tries to make a bounce pass, but Techmeyer was facing the bucket, and it goes off of her leg. And a travel called as Kearney Catholic tried to dive on the loose ball. So it just, all in all, stays with Ravenna. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Ravenna ball underneath their own hoop. And to throw it in will be Anna Rip. Rip inside, there's Techmeyer. But she's double-teamed, kicks it back out to Rip, and threw her hands out of bounds. So Kearney Catholic will get the ball back. Bassnett checks in for Ravenna. And staying in, the five on the floor, I believe, are going to be the original starting five. Nope, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, which is Lockhorn, Bassnett, Long, and Techmeyer, along with Sydney Kuchera. Kearney Catholic has Colling with the basketball. Off the screen from Connor, goes all the way to the left block, puts up the runner, no good. Rebound brought down by Kuchera, and an over-the-back foul going to be called on Kearney Catholic. Looks like it's on Sokolowski. That'll be the third on Bailey. And now checking back in, Amy Johnson, and checking out will be Lockhorn. Kearney Catholic has Prasoski, Studi, Colling, Connor, and Sokolowski on the floor. Ravenna ball across the timeline. Rip with it between the circles to Long. 50-11, Kearney Catholic, and Ravenna has yet to score here in the second half. It took them 7 minutes and 48 seconds in the first quarter, and they had a little bit better second quarter. In the corner, here's the jumper up by Amy Johnson. She'll hit it. So they just need a little, I guess, a reverse. They say if somebody's hot, they usually miss. Somebody's cold, there they finally knocked one in, and Johnson has 6 of the 13 points. As Prasoski drives, leaves it in the corner for Connor. Connor takes the 12-foot jumper, no good. Rebound to Bassnett. Bassnett trying to avoid the traffic, and finally Connor hung with her and forced the jump ball. Jump ball will give the ball to Ravenna, so they'll get to keep possession, just switch the arrow. Boys game will follow, and we're still a long ways away from that. 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter of our girls game. Bassnett gives it over on the left wing to Anna Rip. Rip steps through, skip pass right side to Bassnett. On the wing, one dribble, throws back over the top of the zone. Rip thought it was for her, and she deflected it, and it goes out of bounds. Turnover number 31 in the game for Ravenna. They'll try and get back in the win column Thursday night on ESPN 1460 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. And we know that the ESPN signal doesn't come in too strong here in Ravenna, so pop it up on your phone or your computer, ESPN, also on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Three-pointer here in the corner. The Stars is no good. Long will get her first rebound of the ball game. And up the floor, they're going to call a carry on Ravenna. So Kearney Catholic will get the ball back at midcourt. And delay of some kind here. 1:23 to go, 50-13 in the third quarter. Kearney Catholic leading here at Ravenna. Inbounds pass comes to Colling. Colling working against Bastnett. Bastnett reaches around from behind, punches it out. They're going to call her for a foul, and that is the fourth on Kaylin Bastnett and the fifth team foul. So the Stars will have to take it out yet again. And into the ball game will be Lockhorn. Bastnett will check out with those four fouls. Again, we want to say thanks to the fine sponsors that always allow us to cover the Stars and the Jays, wherever they're at and whoever they're playing. Inbounds pass comes to Connor, throws it up, no good. The ball is rebounded by Long. It's then punched out of her hands out of bounds, but it will stay with the Jays. Here comes Megan Anderson back in for Kearney Catholic. And coming out will be Morgan Studi. Minute 13 to go here in the third quarter of play. The pace has really dragged on here in the third quarter, as you can kind of tell. Only 2 points for Ravenna, and Kearney Catholic hasn't done as much as they did in the first half, only 9 points after getting 41 in the first half. Here's an 18-footer in the corner by Lockhorn. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Megan Anderson. That's her fourth. Trying to run the floor, Plasoski. Numbers aren't there. Hits the trailer, Connor. Turnaround jumper off the glass. Up and in. 8 points for Shayla. I'm not sure she's missed. Maybe once. 52-13. And Kearney Catholic just continues to attack and knock the ball away. And Ravenna to throw it in. And to throw the ball in will be Amy Johnson. Lockhorn between the circles. Holds the ball back over to Rip. High post. They get it to Techmeyer. Working around the right side for a three-pointer on the way by Lockhorn. No good. A lot of folks fight for the ball. It's slapped out. Shayla Connor grabs it. Shayla Connor pushes it up the floor. Doesn't have numbers. Throws it out to Colling, the trailer. She'll put up the three and hit it. Whitney Colling hits that left-handed three. Her second of the ball game. She's got 12 points. And it's 55-13. Backdoor cut trying to get it to Johnson. The ball is kicked out of bounds with 10 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And Ravenna will throw it in from the baseline. And it will be Lockhorn to do so. See if the Jays can get a good shot here before the end of the quarter. Techmeyer, no. Up top, they try to get Johnson all the way at midcourt. And I think we are going to get shoving through a screen there on Prasoski. As Rip kind of sold that there, losing her balance. That's the way you're supposed to do it. Good job by Anna Rip. Foul on Prasoski is her second. Inbounds pass to Johnson. Into the paint. The dribble took a bad hop. She lost the basketball. Up the floor comes Colling. She is fouled as she tries to get a shot away. The clock was running down. She was trying to get one thrown up. Got her feet tangled up and got a foul called on Ravenna. Let's see if it's good enough to get free throws or if it's before the shot. Well, everybody's acting like it's on the shot. Fouls on Lockhorn, her third. So two free throws now. Coming up for Whitney Colling. These will be her first free throw attempts of the night. And the first one is short, no good. Under a second remaining here in the third quarter. So this will be the end of the third quarter of play when this free throw is through or not. And this one is through. So Ravenna will inbound the ball, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. It's all Kearney Catholic tonight. The Stars 56, Ravenna 13, and we're back in a minute on Classic Hits and FlatRiverPreps.com.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods. Now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods. New home of Brooke Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports. Along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Varinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
With our producer engineer Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here at Ravenna. I want to thank athletic director Paul Anderson and the crew for their hospitality as Kearney Catholic gets the ball to start the fourth quarter. Bailey Sokolowski drives, cut off by Long, so she'll take the pull-up jumper, and Sokolowski will hit it. 8 points in the ball game as Ravenna runs the ball off the floor underneath the Kucher. She's too deep, has to kick it back out. Pass that tries to get it to her. It's knocked out by Theron Baum. Over to Johnson. Johnson hits the 14-foot jumper. And Amy has 8 points for Ravenna. Only three players have scored. It's 58-15, Kearney Catholic. Vestal throws through the paint to Anderson. Back up top to Sokolowski. Bailey puts the ball on the floor. Backs her way in. Takes a tough left-handed shot. No good. Theron Baum will grab the board. She'll put it up underneath and score. 7 points now for Theron. 60-15. And the ball knocked out of bounds by Kearney Catholic. Ravenna has 33 turnovers. Kearney Catholic has 15 in the ball game. Stars 13 from Whitney Colling, 10 from Allie Prasoski and Michaela Mestel in the scoring department. As we said, Amy Johnson just got her 8th point for Ravenna. A minute into the fourth quarter of play. Here's Bastet from the corner for three. Goes out of bounds. And Megan Anderson was kind of looking around like, did I touch it or not? But the three is no good. Ravenna's 1 of 9 from three-point land. Kearney Catholic is 4 of 11 unofficially in the ball game. All the final stats coming up at the end of the contest on the Misco Sports postgame show. Theron Baum drives into the paint, kicks it out. Sokolowski tries the three off the front of the rim, no good. Anderson grabs her 5th rebound in the corner to Mestel. Mestel drives the runner in traffic, no good. Sokolowski's there for the offensive putback, and it is good. 10 points, 5 boards, 2 blocks for Sokolowski. At the other end, Theron Baum blocks the shot of Haley Lockhorn. That's kind of the way the night has went for Ravenna. They just don't match up this year, height-wise or experience. And Coach Rick Petrie says, that's enough for my starters. 90 seconds here into the fourth quarter. He'll leave Megan Anderson in. But coming in will be Kayla Shundoff. There's Whitney Colling, Morgan Studi, and Shayla Connor right back in. And they probably won't play long either as the ball is stolen away. Connor goes in for the uncontested layup. And Whitney lays it up and in. She's had an outstanding night with 15 points off the bench for the Stars. And again, the Stars are just so deep. And the Ravenna fans know how that is. They've brought home state championships and district championships and conference championships. They really have always kind of been a thorn in the Stars' side. But just one of those years as Connor makes the steal that the teams don't match up the same. And Shayla will take the jumper from 12 feet. Pulls off the rim, no good. Long got the rebound, and Sienna will be fouled. That will be the 4th foul on Kearney Catholic in the half. And for Ravenna, they have 6 so far in the half. Here comes Sarah Techmeyer back in the ball game for the Jays. Techmeyer and Bassnett, Rip, Lockhorn, and Kuchera. The foul on Shayla Connor was her first. And the Blue Jays bring it across the timeline. Swing it over to Rip. Anna, couple of dribbles. Picks it up. Bounce pass inside. Trying to get it to Techmeyer. Knocked out of there by Anderson. Kearney Catholic gets the steal with Connor. She'll bring it up the floor. Left wing back out to the trailer calling. Inside to Anderson. Working the double team. And a foul will be called on Ravenna. Here in the second half, Kearney Catholic's trying to get that ball into the paint, even though that's where Ravenna is packing it in. Double team in the ball, double team in the post. The foul is called on Anna Ripp. That'll be her 4th. And a 1-1 now for Megan Anderson, as that is the 7th team foul. Megan, 4 points, 5 rebounds. This will be her first free throw attempt of the ball game. And it is up and in. And she'll come out if she makes this free throw. Maddie Squires, the 5'8 freshman, waiting to enter the basketball game. Second free throw now for Anderson. On the way and in. So Anderson will check out. Looks like her night will be done with 6 points. And it is 66-15 in favor of Kearney Catholic. And more players will check in as the time starts to wind down here. Stars suited 15 tonight, the max that you can. Ravenna usually does that as well, but had a couple of girls out tonight. As up at the top, Haley Lockhorn. 5:20 remaining. Ravenna trying to find a way to keep plugging along here, keep improving. Throws it down low to Kuchera. Back out of the wing to Lockhorn. To Bassnett. Connor went for the steal. Didn't get it the first time, then does get it because Techmeyer didn't know where the ball went. And so Connor will pick it up in front of the Ravenna bench to Colling. Stops at the top of the circle. High post. Gives to Shundoff. Passes it right back to Colling on a little give and go, but good defense. And now a walk going to be called or timeout. A timeout going to be called by Kearney Catholic. 4:52 remaining in our girls' basketball game. It's all stars tonight, 66-15 in this battle of unbeatens over Ravenna. Now, timeout is brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney, or at a Kearney High or Kearney Catholic concession stand. We'll be right back.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Out of the Stars timeout, shot is on the way, it is no good. Rebound pulled down by Maddie Squires, kicks it out of the wing, again the jumper is no good. And the rebound brought down by Bassnett, baseball pass to the other end, Rip underneath, lays it up and in. Good job by Anna Rip to control the long pass and put up the reverse layup and score. 66-17. Stars bring it across the timeline with Whitney Colling. Colling picks the dribble up, goes to Connor on the left wing. Shayla puts up a 19-footer, in and out, no good. Rebound on the floor, Ravenna trying to save the possession, and it's going to be Lockhorn to get it, and Kearney Catholic called for a foul, trying to dive in there and force the jump ball. Morgan Studi with her first foul, 15th foul. As Ravenna rotates in basically the same eight players here in the contest with 4:13 remaining. Don't forget, at the end of the game, the Misco Sports postgame show here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. With it is Anna Rip into the left-hand corner. Amy Johnson, skip pass back out top to Long, quickly fires it right side to Bassnett. Tries to throw over the top of the zone to Rip. Long, back to Bassnett. She'll get the three-pointer away. Too strong. Rebound pulled down by Squires for the Stars. Squires finds Connor down the middle of the floor, left elbow. She's swinging it out on the wing to Colling. Weaves her way through traffic, puts it up off the window, no good. Ball comes out long to Studi. Studi trying to find somewhere to go with it and lost the handle. Out of bounds it goes. First turnover of the fourth quarter on the Stars. Again for Ravenna, they're at Gibbon Thursday on ESPN 1460 AM and PlatteRiverPreps.com. You can also pick it up on your mobile app, on your mobile phone. Right now the ball up top is going to be stolen away. Didn't get to Rip. Here comes Studi. She'll put the runner up. Rip blocked the shot. Anna Rip stayed with it and blocked it out of there. And Kearney Catholic will lose the ball over to the Jays, who take a long three with Bassnett. Again, it won't go. They've been all over that rim and can't get them to fall. And Squires will grab her third rebound in a little bit of time here for Kearney Catholic. Ball between the circles to Colling. Now under 3 minutes to go in the game. Connor down to the low block to Shundoff. Shundoff back out to Squires. Squires comes into the paint, leaves it off in the corner. There's the jumper by Colling. No good. Squires there again for another rebound. Maddie into the paint. Makes a nice wraparound. Somebody reached in and punched it away from behind. And they'll call it a turnover. Rip up the floor to Johnson. 17-footer off the heel. No good. And over the back on Squires as Techmeyer grabbed the rebound. First foul on Maddie. Sixth team foul, so no 1-1, and now a whole host of folks coming into the game. Here's Sarah Rip and Haley Lockhorn for Ravenna. Staying in will be Johnson and Long and Techmeyer, and for Kearney Catholic, let's try and get all the names here for you. We have got Courtney Shundoff, Elena Bach, also in there, Callie Oprick. Inbounds pass Johnson for three from the top of the key. No good. Kearney Catholic lets the ball go out of bounds. It'll be theirs. McKenna Butler has checked in. And also in there is Brooke Muche. So they have the five new young ladies on the floor. Unfortunately, Kearney Catholic without Michaela Messbarger, who is injured, and Mackenzie Smith, who tore her ACL last week in practice and is done for the year. Inside scoop shot up and in by McKenna Butler from the middle of the lane. Found just enough of a seam to scoop it up and score. 68-17, Kearney Catholic, as we approach 2 minutes to go. Johnson on the left side of the key. Back between the circles is Haley Lockhorn. Stops on the right side, tries to lob it down to Johnson, but overshot her, and out of bounds it goes. Boys game will follow. Misco Sports postgame show when our girls game is done. Part of our Lou Platt Conference doubleheader tonight on Classic Hits. Up the floor with it will be Butler. Comes across the timeline looking for the screen. Little pick and roll with Bach. Elena puts the jumper up in the paint from 10. No good. Rebound brought down by Courtney Shundoff. On the way up, it's knocked out of her hands. Blocked. Not really even a block shot. Just kind of knocked out of her hands on the way up. Goes off her knee and out of bounds. So the ball belongs to Ravenna with a minute 35 to go. With it on the left-hand dribble is Lockhorn. Really putting that pressure out of the guard position. Kearney Catholic's defense. Making it even tougher for Ravenna to move the ball here. Got fresh legs out there for Kearney Catholic. Not really the case for Ravenna. They're not obviously near as deep. Johnson needs some help. Bounce pass is stolen away. Elena Bach stepped in front and made the steal. Up the floor, she'll come a left-handed dribble. On the wing to Butler. McKenna, backdoor pass, short jumper, Oprek. It's no good. Rebound brought down by nobody. It goes out of bounds off of a foot. And now Ravenna will go to clear their bench. Here's Delaney Barrett in, along with Anna Megrel. Also checking in will be Madison Schmidt and Alecta Bruni. A minute two to go here in our ball game. As Ravenna had one too many out there. Now we're ready to go. Staying in the ball game was Sarah Ripp. And she'll bring the ball up the floor here for Ravenna. Give it over on the left wing to Schmidt. Schmidt into the corner to Megrel. Megrel back over to Schmidt. Drives the baseline. Wrap around to Barrett. But the pass slides off her and is stolen away by McKenna Butler. Butler, long pass down the floor to Oprek. Oprek tries to get it inside. Can't get the job done. Back out to Muche. Muche, baseline, short jumper is up, and it is in for Brooke Muche. So she gets her name in the scorebook tonight. And that's point number 70 for Kearney Catholic. Well, it's been a long time since there's been a big, big difference in the score for these two teams one way or the other. But Ravenna just ran into a buzzsaw here tonight as the final few seconds tick away. And Kearney Catholic will go to 6-0, and Ravenna will fall to 3-1. Ripp will get a three-pointer up and in. Sarah Ripp hits a three-point bucket, and that'll get Ravenna to 20. And Kearney Catholic will dribble the clock out. And that's your ball game. All Kearney Catholic tonight. They scored the first 20 points and cruised on in. Kearney Catholic 70 and Ravenna 20. Coming up, the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Stay with us here on Classic Hits and FlatRiverPreps.com.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through auto owners insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through auto owners insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Janelle Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Leather to Nicola. Is that good?
Cremosa, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosa.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
And welcome back to Ravenna, where it is time for the Misco Sports postgame show. Get your game on at Misco's now, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. We're about 25 minutes away from the opening tip of our boys' game between Kearney Catholic and Ravenna, both in the preseason top 10. But we've got to take a look at the final stats of our girls' game, and we will do that after this one-minute timeout.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
And welcome back to the Bisco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits. Let's take a look at the final numbers. First of all, for the Ravenna Lady Jays, I had Haley Lockhorn with two rebounds. Kaylin Bastet had four. Sienna Long had 3 points, three rebounds, and a block shot. Sarah Techmeyer had three rebounds in the ball game. Sarah Ripp hit a three-pointer for her total. Amy Johnson ended up leading the team with 8 points tonight and five rebounds. Anna Ripp had 2 points, two rebounds, and a block shot. And Cindy Kuchera had 4 points and five rebounds. 14 rebounds in the first half, 10 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 2 of 4 in the first half. They did not attempt one in the second half. 3-point shooting, 1 of 5 in the first half, and 1 of 8 in the second half. Turnovers for Ravenna, 23 in the first half and 18 in the second half. Ravenna had 11 points at halftime, 9 points in the second half, and the Jays will finish tonight with just 20 points, 24 rebounds, 2 out of 4 at the free throw line, 2 of 13 from 3-point land, 2 blocks, 41 turnovers tonight for Ravenna as they fall to 3-1 and will play at Gibbon Thursday on ESPN 1460 and FlatRiverPreps.com. We'll look at the numbers for Kearney Catholic right after this on the Bisco Sports Postgame Show.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodel job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more. Visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbooking section with supplies in a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures, downtown Ravenna. Petals and Pictures is a very proud sponsor of all the hard work and dedication of the area athletes year after year. They work hard for the good of the team. Great job from Petals and Pictures in Ravenna.
And back on the Bisco Sports Postgame Show, the final stats now for Kearney Catholic. Michaela Bestel had 10 points, 2 rebounds. Shayla Connor, 8 points, 4 rebounds. Courtney Shundoff had a rebound. Allie Prasoski, 10 points, 1 rebound. Whitney Colling led the team with 15 points and 4 rebounds. Morgan Studi, 2 rebounds. Theron Baum, 7 points, 2 rebounds and a block. Bailey Sokolowski, 10 points, 5 rebounds, 2 blocks. Brooke Buesch had 2 points. Maddie Squires had 4 rebounds. McKenna Butler, 2 points. And Megan Anderson, 6 points, 5 rebounds. 14 rebounds in the first half, 16 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 3 of 5 in the first half, 6 of 9 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 3 of 8 in the first half, 1 of 4 in the second half. And turnovers for Kearney Catholic, 11 in the first half, 6 in the second half. Kearney Catholic had 41 points at halftime. They scored 29 in the second half. And the Stars finished with 70 points, 30 rebounds, 9 out of 14 at the free throw line, 4 of 12 from 3-point land, 3 block shots, and 17 turnovers tonight as Kearney Catholic is now 6-0 with an easy 70-20 win over Ravenna. And up next for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, they will be at Elm Creek on Friday, host Overton 1 week from tonight, and then at the Amherst Holiday Tournament on the 28th where they will play North Platte St. Pat's in their first contest. You've been listening to the Bisco Sports Postgame Show. Bisco Sports, taking care of all of our athletes across the state of Nebraska. We'll take about a 15-minute break and then be back with the boys' games. So keep it here on Classic Hits. Again, the final of the girls, 70-20. Ravenna losing at home tonight to Kearney Catholic.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.